This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Some catfish. Hey, what's up?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
These nuts.
I'm only doing this for Fat Boy because I...
All right, I'll turn my headphones down.
I love the way you live, Fat Boy.
Turn me up in my...
I want to be you when I grow up.
Morbidly?
Yeah, you want to be 6'1", 370 plus pounds?
Oh, you've lost 30.
I want to live free and eat what I want. So, here's a list. America's favorite gas station snacks.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Is that bad?
This brought to us by Boosie's.
Okay. A little Boosie's. Shaboosies.
Toosie.
We'll go to the bottom of the list with one of my favorite go-tos, and that is peanut M&Ms.
Oh, no.
Ugh. You don't like those? Come on. Yellow packs.
Oh, no. I thought you said peanut butter.
I did, too. Yeah. Regular, peanut the M&Ms, yellow box. I love those.
Those are so good.
I prefer the, actually, the minis.
You know, it's $1.81 on this list. I don't know how they are. They're expensive.
If you get a family size, it's like $10.
Also, another hot item. Flamin' Hot Cheetos. A hot item.
I don't like the Flamin' Hot. I don't buy anything that's Flamin'. Okay.
Now I heard, and this hurt my feelings.
I ain't buying no Rainbow Bright for my kids.
That the cheese on the Doritos is not that healthy.
Oh, really?
Nacho cheese Doritos. $5.
I did not know that till now.
What do you call cheese that is not yours?
Fromunda.
That's nacho cheese.
God.
You hear this? Fromunda. They're rubbing off on her. Please. Not the way you're thinking. That was yesterday.
I'm sorry.
She's the dirtiest woman alive.
Gee, I need sleep.
Ramonda. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say old Pete.
Oh, Starbucks minis also on the list. They're very good. Not healthy either.
Yeah, the pink ones. Straight up pink.
You know my favorite, like,
it's all pink on the inside.
Insane candy to eat. Like if you're at, you know, one of those general stores or whatever.
Charleston Chews?
No. Nerd Rope. I love Nerd Rope.
Oh, you like the gummy clusters? It's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it would be the same. Where it's, yeah, it's that texture of, and then it all, you know, you're biting in and the morsels of the nerds are pushing right into that rope of gel.
You know what's really great?
I don't know what it is, but gel. I like it.
You got to take Haribo strawberry gummies and freeze them.
Oh, those
and
are
put
good.
Them with some Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean.
Haagen-Dazs. Jay Haagen-Dazs.
That's all a little gravy afterwards.
All right.
I got a little excited.
So, you had me at Haagen.
So more on this list because I'm
starving.
And
I don't mean sex with a big woman.
Bugles don't like to eat
nacho
those
cheese
because they give you bad breath.
Not those things are
just, put them on your fingers.
They're corn.
Though, but they're good.
Fun little treat. It's like little wigwams.
No, it doesn't. It looks like dunce caps or clan hoods.
Another, do you like Little Clan Hood snacks available now at your store?
We're getting to the higher.
Don't get him a white cheddar.
The list. Snickers. That's, gotta love a Snickers bar.
I don't like them really.
Why?
I just never like. They're much better options. Butterfinger, Twix, my favorite.
Okay, so here's the top five.
You think with the king size one, they it's not perforated or whatever, but there's two pieces in there because they know what you would look like if you had a big, huge ass Snicker in your mouth.
They would.
I mean, it's
sea salt caramel Twix are the best.
This is gonna make you feel better. We're gonna call it shareable, but we know you're gonna eat both of them.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Reese's Cups with the caramel on the bottom.
All right, so here's...
The big, thick ones are good,
the
too.
The top five of big this cups. List, if you're at the big. Gas station, you're like, I'm going to pump the gas. You go get this food for me. So this is what you're going to say. At number five, Chex Mix.
No, it's the worst snack you could ever get.
Why?
I don't like anything mixed. Nuts? Drinks?
Here's the top three.
Don't say kids. I will not.
I think this was one of Fat Boy's go-to, but I may be wrong. Well, Skittles. I think you used to really like Skittles.
I like the what's the purple bag? I like those. It's not tropical.
Berry passion? Yeah, those. Passion berry something.
So these are the top items that people are going into gas stations to get. At number two, Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, Rubbers.
Oh, they are good.
Really?
Rice Krispie Treats, absolutely. Yeah. And, really? And not the off-brand ones.
No.
It's got to be different. In the little blue package.
Yep, yeah, it's got to have them three little midgets on there, little people's.
They got the right butter ratio on this.
I've seen them in the garbage here. That's why I know they're blue.
I shouldn't have worn shorts today.
The number one answer.
Pitch a tent. Call me Coleman because I'm pinching tents over here.
$5.63. The number one answer that people go get at a gas station to snack on. Beef jerky.
Oh.
That's this guy.
Yes.
It's got to be Jack Link's Extra Large Original, not the Dr. Pepper crap.
So what the
but
hell?
But don't you think with their marketing, it makes me think like I'm eating Sasquatch meat.
It tastes like you're eating a cigarette butt dipped in gasoline. But I mean,
boy,
really
you're
good.
Making me water up with.
Keep talking, yummy yum.
It's really good though.
Tastes like windshield wiper fluid. You'd love it.
You know, I don't mind the big Slim Jims, the macho ones. Oh yeah, you like the big ones?
No.
You know what I haven't had in going on 2 years that I if I did it, I would have to like eat it while sitting on a toilet.
Let me draw a picture of it.
Tijuana Mama.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Oh, I love them. I even, after I finish off, I even pour the little bit of juice down my throat.
Yummy.
Of course, I poured it down my throat. Where else would I pour it, Matt? You had to say down your throat.
That is redundant because you can't pour it up your throat.
Yeah, and I don't like suck it out either.
Oh, did somebody say Tijuana Mama?
I open it and blow a little air into it, and then I take it like it's a quick shot.
Yeah.
And then I say, ole!
And that's going to end well.
Buenos dias, muchachos.
Yeah. I'll give you a little gas.
Yeah. We're living in California, but we're going to go down to the flea market in Tijuana this weekend and pick up some mamas.
Oh, herbale esta noche. A Tijuana mama.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be Tijuana daddies if they're wieners? Your thoughts.
Did somebody say wiener? I'm just kidding.
Oh, Gunther didn't want his Vienners that day. He left them here.
Are they still here?
No, someone took them as a Sauvignon or maybe one of the janitors had it as a late night meal.
He said in Austria we call these Frankfurters.
Yeah, he didn't get the joke. He didn't understand what we meant by Vienners.
Like, come on, Gunther.
Vienners. All right, go ahead with your little news.
My little news. Well, remember how Taylor released different versions of her own song after all that?
Like a rap version or a dirty version?
Are we comfortable with just calling her Taylor, though?
All right, Taylor Swift.
I mean, you don't have to, but like that just seems a little demanding. Like Taylor. I can't tell you who else.
Tay-Tay.
You know, Foo Fighters drummer died. Can't think of any other famous Taylors.
Well, the only reason why I brought that up is because an 80-year-old man is doing the same thing. John Fogerty has a new album out. It's coming out August 22nd. It's called
He's a Fogue.
Legacy, the Creedence Clearwater Revival Years, and it features 20 re-recorded versions.
You know, I used the same joke the other day. We were talking about Cooper when they drafted him.
No, I'll tell you about the one I said about his background female singers, the Foggettes.
Oh, not that one. I want him to draft Cooper Flagg and say, he's a flag.
So why is John Fogerty doing this?
Why?
He says, quote, for most of my life, I didn't own the songs I had written.
But he does now,
and
right?
Getting them back changes everything. Legacy is my way of celebrating that, of playing these songs on my terms with the people I love. So go for it. You wrote the songs. You own them.
What happened to the Beatles when Michael Jackson died? Did it go back to them?
Apple.
It went to Apple?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain of that. I know Paul got all the ones he wrote by himself, but the ones he co-wrote with Lennon. I say, I don't understand. Why wouldn't that be a split, like profit share or whatever?
It should revert. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, arguably the most influential band in the history of music. And
yeah.
They can't even own their own masters? How could you, like, with a conscience, have them without giving them to them?
Well.
Just give them to them.
But, I mean, like, Fogerty, though, also, like, see, like, now musicians, artists, they have the access to, like, go just upload their own music and, you know, go viral. And, like, even comedians are setting up their own tours, setting up their own infrastructure for tickets, you know. Louis C.K. did that, mainly because Ticketmaster wouldn't carry his shows anymore. But, and so you don't necessarily have to share it now. But when, it's like going on Shark Tank. You might have made $2 million last year, but if you get Corcoran in on this or Mr. Wonderful,
Babs,
it's going to go up even more. So you can do it on your own, but if you get some help, then that's going to push it over the top.
You're just real scummy if you're a Scooter Braun type and you profit off
well,
other people.
Well, his last name gives it away.
And you profit off of other people's hard work and creativity. Like, you didn't do anything to foster the talent.
But he bankrolled it.
Okay, but I mean, that didn't entitle him to the catalog.
If you pay for it, I don't know.
I mean, like...
Nah, I think he kind of took it when he wasn't supposed to, or there was some kind of shady deal with it, but...
You see, they chuckled at me here when I did my last contract. I wanted my podcast in perpetuity. Like, even after I...
That's the thing going
get
around.
Get gone now. Like, if they let me go tomorrow, I would still...
You know what the people
are saying?
They
chuckled at it. I'm like, it only makes sense. Like... The Brady Bunch kids who are like, oh, they're not going to watch this again in the future.
Well, guess what? If you
TBS.
You call us content creators. Oh, we are creating the content.
The content has been, we are creators.
So we want some equity in our content.
Equity.
It's not happening.
That's the company we work for is Equity Broadcast.
Well, if you think of all music isn't new and it's derived from something that you've heard before. Like, okay, so you're writing a song and you come up with this riff, and maybe you've heard it before, but you think it's something new.
See, me and Fatboy were talking about this the other day, the seven different stories that have ever been told,
mm-hmm.
the seven characters that are essential, you know, the love interest, the protagonist, the antagonist, all that stuff.
The mission.
But is it the same thing? Are there just seven songs that have been written? Because a lot of I don't want to say new age, but like contemporary Christian music can be stripped down to a country song or a love song because they don't say the words Jesus or God. They just say Him.
Well, musically, there's only so much you can do with a guitar. There's only so much space, so much chords.
They tried to set them on fire, play them with their teeth, throw them in the air.
Yeah. Some of the stuff's going to sound a lot alike.
Novoselic caught one in the head that time.
Big, tall bastard, stupid dumbass H.
Out there.
He's a politician.
I brought it up. Dave Mustaine, you know, he kind of parted ways with Metallica. Yeah. He
knew his father, Ford Mustaine.
He was just quoted in an interview saying, or, you know, like a podcast saying that.
Celine.
He said that Metallica stole the riff to Enter Sandman from a song called Tapping Into the Emotional Void by the band XL.
What we were talking, I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
His song.
That song, I found that at it. Dude, that's one of those songs that came on while I was working out, and I shazammed. I'm like, are they about to play John Cena's theme song to work out with? And
your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now.
Yeah, God. Let me just scroll through real quick. Yes, it's by a rap group called M.O.P. Now, I don't know what that stands for, but the song's called Annie Up. And they literally, like, I'll play it off my phone and see if you can
do it.
That's literally, they took that and made it John Cena's theme song.
But like... That's what's crazy about beats. There's like an endless amount of beats, but when you come to like actual music, there's not.
Yeah, and also it's like fashion. Like we said it forever.
Who invented
like,
what?
Well, you know, if Levi Strauss had a pair of jeans that came through the machine or whatever, quit texting me. I love you too. That's my daughter, by the way.
Big Brown.
If the pants were like ripped or whatever, he would say, no way. But then, you know, people started buying the ripped jeans and stuff. Well, then now you hear music that
stupid trend.
It sounds like the beat is off, but that's what it's supposed to sound like.
The whole front of the pant will be gone and they still pay $80 for it.
Literally, like the ends, whatever you call this, the hem and the top is all that's there. The pants, it's like opposite of chaperones. You're wearing them backwards.
It's like coochie cutters, but you know, the whole front's gone.
Well, Lord.
Levi Strauss and Levi Garrett. Brothers, more to 11.
They made tobacco, not blue jeans.
What's up, Big?
All right, well, I'm paid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And those are you guys.
I love you too, Jeff Millwood. Jeff Millwood, Jason Mill, I love you too. That's fun. I'm going to turn my phone on silent now. Good morning, everybody.
Tell Kevin we said hello.
Did you miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Anonymous, although not waiting as long, we'll go to the top of the line. Has a situation going on. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry that you had to wait through all that, but Fatboy was showing pictures on Google, and I just had to walk over and look, reminiscing and such. What situation do you got going on here?
So I honestly don't know how I even feel right now. I think I might be getting set up. It almost feels like one of those situations like what would you do type situation.
I'm John Quinones.
I love that show. All right, go ahead.
Okay, because I just found out my car loan, which had like $5,000 left on it, got paid off completely. And I wasn't the one who paid it off. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Now, how is that even possible? I mean, it could be a million different things. I can't even guess. Like, what specifically are we talking about here? You understand what I'm saying? Like...
Maybe. What do you mean? Well, I don't know exactly how he paid it off because there was a note on my car that said you don't need to worry about the remainder of the loan anymore.
Oh. Because I just quickly interject, there was a small bill that my mom had taken on toward the end of her life, and I'd found out about it, and I was going to pay it off for her for Christmas. And but I couldn't get her account information to do it.
Is it gone though? Like gone away? The bill?
Well, she's dead. I don't think. But no, she had ended up paying it off. But I was going to try to surprise her and pay it off. And
oh,
it wasn't
nice.
This huge like Madea money or anything. It was just, you know, I was going to pay it off, but I would have needed to take her bill, and then
she wouldn't let you.
Yeah. So that's kind of strange. So it's your ex boyfriend. Like what kind of?
Like, you didn't mention any time you were together about maybe him paying it off?
No.
Did he drive it a lot or something?
No. Nothing like that. Like, I didn't ask him for a dime in our relationship ever. It's so...
Did y'all stay in touch, though? Like, have y'all been friendly since the breakup?
Well, not... I mean, we text here and there, but
how long ago did you break up?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty fresh still.
So you still texting and stuff or?
A little bit. Like we text like sometimes he'll check in on me, but it's nothing like we're not friends. We don't keep in touch.
So how do you know he paid it off then?
Because he left a note saying that it was him. And then he followed up like a few days later texting and said you don't have to worry about your car payment anymore.
Well, that's nice if there's no strings attached to that, but I'd be
afraid.
But that's
very odd though.
I'd be afraid he wanted something in return for that.
Did you call your bank or whoever and like vet that out and confirm it with them?
Yeah, it's completely paid off. So there's no money that I owe on the car anymore. But what I just can't tell if this is like a kind thing that he was trying to do or if it's concerning. Like there's going to be a string attached somehow.
Like, is this in his wheelhouse doing favors for people? Or like, I mean, that's a big one, but
it's nice.
Like, is he that generous of a guy?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, he generous. And also it always typically came with a catch. And I've noticed that this kind of maybe comes up with his friends also. And it was a part of the reason we broke up.
Who has the title?
Well, she's got it now.
I do.
Paid off.
Well, that,
yeah, there's
then
a catch.
Got
to be a catch.
Like, what kind? Yeah, that's like, that's. I mean,
I would think
what's your
more.
Gut say? Like, I mean, you've already said it though. You said like you think there's strings attached, and I would say there absolutely is. I don't know why, and I'm probably bringing this from a movie or a TV show, but there was something where some guy started paying off people's bills and you know, very random, and they found out the guy was dying. Now, hopefully your ex isn't dying.
Oh, jeez.
But it was like one of those things where they didn't have a will, or I forget what the movie was, but Piscopo was in it, whatever that movie was.
Maybe he just feels Piscopo. Guilty and he's trying to make it up to you and move on.
Well, I never feel that guilty. $5,000 worth of guilty or
well,
more.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but I mean, the bullet's left the gun.
Yeah, I guess you got a free car now.
You got a free car. I mean,
what's his number?
I mean, that's definitely true. I'm feeling like it could be potentially a power move But or like, why would he just randomly pay off my car? And I haven't actually reached out yet to say thank you or anything.
Oh, God.
Because
okay. Well, so
ask him to pay off your house first.
No, don't use him no more. But like, I mean, if you know for sure, yeah, I mean, you gotta, well, you know, I'm a man telling you this. I don't know that that's fair, but like, I'm a man saying that if an ex called me and said, hey, I just paid off that barn or whatever, my car's paid off, but whatever. Even if I'm estranged from them or think there's something attached to it, I'm going to say, thank you. I appreciate the hell out of that. You shouldn't have.
Hang on for me.
You know, kind of thing. Oh, am I talking too much again?
Why is we really up against it?
I know. All right.
But that ain't enough time to process all that. A free car, that's what it is. I mean, it's got strings attached to it, but...
It absolutely does. But it's if you're not in a relationship anymore, it's not a power move. It's maybe one of those moves where he misses you, and that's a strange way of doing it.
He's got money.
Like, don't talk, ghost him.
It doesn't say much for a woman that, at least in his point of view, I feel that if he's like, this is how I'm going to get her back.
I'm going to control her life.
I'm going to give her $5,000.
Oh, I wish somebody would hate me like that for pay off my mortgage.
Well, I mean, the movie's called Pretty Woman.
Ghost the guy. Don't ever talk to him again.
Don't.
No, because, you know, why do you have to be that way? Just say thank you, but from here on out, keep don't do that anymore. Because it makes me uncomfortable.
I would like to request, if she's still listening.
But what's his number? I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I don't blame you.
Yeah, see, you set women back when you make them jokes. Because little girls are listening right now, saying, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to find a man.
I'm going to marry, that was always the dream. I'm going to marry a doctor.
I'm going to marry rich. And then you see the women who already have money say, don't marry for money. Marry for funny.
I did. Like, I married for funny.
I ain't found none that feel that way yet.
And if I ever get married again, it's just for shallow reasons.
It's like they tell you to do the job you're happy with. Don't worry about the money, it'll come. But like,
yeah, don't be me.
But you can't tell you.
But you got to get lucky too.
You bill the people, you know, that you owe money to say, look, I'm still trying 100%. It's going to show up.
Look, I love what I do, but I just don't get back. I don't get paid.
My tarot card reading said that if I stay hard at this.
Your tarot.
Yes, my tarot card said this.
Like, that's why I'm here now. You know, you got to have a combination of luck, too. It's got to play into it. And you got to pay dues for a long time.
How would you feel if a woman did that for you? Would you feel...
Paid off a car? I wouldn't personally like it because I don't like people having that to hold over you if they can. But then again,
dude, that's what a lot of people are texting in now. I'm now.
Well, I know
a lot of money.
Reading some of the people of that I've dated in the past that were really controlling and wanted to know everything that I was doing every minute of the day. I would
enough
hate
about
that.
Mark Hendricks page.
I would hate that. Yeah, like, you need to call me. You didn't
check
call me for the last 5 hours. Well,
God, that sounds just like it. Actually, are you in a relationship with an abusive boss?
Now, this is a solid
How come
question.
You didn't call me back?
It sounds sarcastic, but I don't have the answer to it myself. Why is it in this world there are more sugar daddies than sugar mamas?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I feel like it's a good even mix.
What do you consider like a sugar mama? Someone who's just going to pay all your bills and you can sit home and do nothing?
I mean, what is a sugar daddy?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing.
The difference is with the sugar mama, she's actually going to, you know, like...
She's going
to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, the sugar daddy, she's going to string you along, the girl, the younger girl, to get what she wants.
Remember the guy that we let's say we know him. I had his phone number until he changed it. But the comedian that we knew that married a sugar mama and just totally disappeared from life in general.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live on a Friday from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on the last day of the month, May 30th. Happy birthday. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. Sorry for startling
you.
You're a dumb, stupid H. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
I think we should start doing suck it's the way we do rejoins.
I don't know if I can micromanage that much.
I meant not allowing Paige to ever do it. Joking. Friday joke. Just a Friday joke.
Start with this fella. From the Goody Mob.
Forget you.
Dungeon Family.
CeeLo Green.
It is CeeLo's birthday. Well, let me make sure we got the...
Okay. Forget you.
This is the good one.
Oh, you know what I want to do? You want to go to your place or mine? Because I want to forget you. I want to forget you from behind. I want to forget you and your sister at the same time. I don't know.
That is just creepy. Lord. He needs to give up.
Well, especially if he's saying that to her brother.
Baby's mama's mama's.
I saw CeeLo open for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, oddly enough.
He's a little fella, short.
It was
but wide.
Yeah, he is wide. Do you have his white kitty cat with him when you saw him?
No. He was doing when it was Gnarls Barkley. When he was the DJ
Arnie.
Guy. Yeah.
Damn, Arnie.
51 for Jeremy Clements.
Oh, Nashville this weekend.
50.
Smash.
He is 50 years old.
Yeah, I don't think NASCAR fans should be talking about going to Smashville to see the race. I think you're inviting the manifesting of a car wreck. Quit manifesting so much.
Damn it. All right, let's switch this fella.
Forget you, man.
He is a Harvard graduate. Very smart. Very political.
Yeah.
He's got long strings on his guitar.
Friggin' Tommy.
It is Tom Morello's birthday. Rage Against the Machine, as Chris Jericho would say it.
Against the Machine. Oh, man.
Because he's Canadian.
Do you consider him an activist, though?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I never. You know what? That comes to mind first before the music. Actually, I don't know if they'd like it that way or not. But they were really heavy into it. I didn't know who Mamiya Guan was until then.
Matthew, I always thought that Zach De La Hoya was cute.
I like Run the Jewels fast.
Come with it now.
I thought Tom Morello was like Alan Cranston's press secretary before he...
Breaking Bad?
So he was into politics back in the day. Or maybe I'm wrong.
I have no clue.
I don't know if he was. Born of a broken man, but not a broken man. Thomas Edward Morello.
Let's go with, is it a big one? His birthday?
Nope. Older than I thought he was, though.
Oh. 62, then.
61.
He is 61 years old.
Nailed it.
Look at Pert. I'm telling you what.
Call her a hammer because she just nailed it. Oh. You know, freaking Queen Wawa.
I'm pretty sure she's coming close to here.
She's opening a chain of grocery stores up north called Wawa's.
Oh, my God. What kind of food would they have?
She's going to do a podcast with Stone Cold called Why and What.
Oh, that's good. That's also a good combination of people to a podcast
with. Do you think I love putting podcasts together where the name only makes sense. Do you think her close friends call her Nona or Wawa?
Oh, Nona's Italian, right? They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, Nona sounds like you'd call your grandma that, like if you're a different ethnicity.
Would Wawa's sell cactuses? I think they would.
You can't get water from a turnip truck. That's what I was heard.
No.
It's the best part.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
No one else on earth.
Whatever.
64, like a Impala page.
63.
Winona. Born on the same day, same year as Tom Morello.
61.
60 flipping 1 years
wow.
old.
Wow.
This guy.
I like her. Didn't we have her on the show one time?
No, Naomi. Naomi, the mom.
The mom.
Yeah. God.
Lord be with her.
Pretty lady.
I know, man.
Sweet.
I met her at Stars and Cards. I told her, I met you at Stars and Cards when I was in middle school. And she's like, oh, I remember that. And I'm like, now, woman, I didn't just fall off the toilet seat yesterday.
I almost did. This gentleman's been on the show twice.
Believe him.
Nice callback.
Last time he was here, he was hitting on Paige pretty hard.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Nope. Not Slaught. His dad was a grizzly fella.
Oh, the snake.
Yep.
He was hitting on me?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Somewhat. When he was making references to Damien, he wasn't talking about his snake. He was talking about his snake.
He was doing comedy last time he was in town.
He was cute.
He's like the first, like, when, God, was it, I don't know if when we met Jelly Roll, if we're all flipping the bird in the picture or not, but like Jake the Snake Roberts, when we all took a group picture with him after we had him on the show.
He loved it.
He's like, all right, fingers up. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I gave doubles in mine.
The Jake Snake.
Yeah.
He had a comedian with him we didn't care to talk to.
Didn't care to talk to.
He was trying to work him in like some fat redheaded guy from San Antonio. You're alien?
I will say 67 years old.
69.
It's a big one.
70.
Wow.
Jake the Snake is 70 damn years old.
I'm glad he cleaned. I mean,
I think he had surgery.
He just cleaned up his life. Like, they should put DDP in the Hall of Fame again for just saving lives of wrestlers.
I think it's the Dally. Dally got him.
The Dally Award.
He was in there at the same time as Scott Hall at the accountability crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do some Saturday birthdays. How about that?
Okay.
This gentleman is the Penguin. He's been in a ton of movies. Women love him. Minority Report. He was in a great season of True Detective, season 2. Tigerland was his first movie in America.
Can't remember his name.
Colin Farrell.
Yep.
He had a special needs son he just had to put in a full-time facility, I saw.
Oh,
and he called a lot of crap for it. But he's nonverbal, so. I mean, what are you going to do? He's got money, sure, but he's too busy to.
Well,
plus, I think he's 21 or 22 or something.
You know what? I don't know all the variables to that, but like one of the greatest things ever was Patton Oswalt, what he did when his wife got cancer. And was dying, and he walked away from his career to be with his kids.
That was Rick Moranis, I believe. Patton Oswalt's wife did die, but I don't think he did anything to...
I thought he stepped away for a while and said, I'm going to worry about being a father more than I am Hollywood. But yes, you're right, though. That also happened to Rick... Is it Moranis?
Moranis, yeah.
Moore?
So Paige yells on the weekend.
Paige, what would you say? You've been getting all these right. I'll just go exactly what you say unless it's just a dumb answer.
Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
Oh...
Phone booth.
Good. I remember the last person was 70.
No, this is a different day.
Damn it.
Yeah. Trying to get
57?
You.
56.
Colin Farrell's 49 years old.
Wow.
So he started early when he got plugged for Tigerland. Let's keep it going with the star of the Blue Lagoon.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
Not related to Penny Shields. A lot of people think that, but they're not related.
No. Or Brooke, any famous Brooks. Brooke and Dunn was originally Brooke Shields and Ronnie Dunn.
Well, there was two Brooks at the beginning, but they're like, we're already branded when the one Brooke left, so they just kept it.
Brooke Shields Honda?
Because Kix was over there. Look, there's only one me, and I'm Kix.
I got to be Kix.
In the future, kids will call sneakers that.
I'm like cereal Kix.
Ugh, that was a bad cereal, too. That was like Vitamin Master cereal. Oh, King Vitamin Master?
King Vitamin.
That shit stuff.
What do you say about Brooke?
I didn't go full on.
Yeah, you could. I'm not offended. This is cool.
It's just stuff. Anyway, how old is King Vitamin Page?
I am, though.
Brooke.
How old is Brooke Burns? Brooke Shields. Okay, I'll go 62.
Mm-hmm. I'll say 59.
Brooke Shields is 60.
Oh.
Split in the middle for us.
Ain't that 60?
This gentleman's got a birthday on Saturday.
In the South, we never get. We did Lordy Lordy 40, Nifty Nifty 50, but we're like, you ain't gonna live to be 60. We ain't gonna come up with one.
He's featured on the hit Jackal song, Just Like a Negro.
That would be freaking DMC, Daryl Mack.
It is Daryl McDaniels' birthday. Jesse, shoot him a happy birthday text. You too, Whirly Boys.
Whirly Bird.
Whirly Birds. Roman.
You too, Nodule.
Everybody text Daryl.
60s. Younger than I would think, though. I'm going to go. How old was the last person?
Brooke Shields was 60. Now, you know, they started Def Jam when they were real young.
I'm going to say also 60.
61.
61 years old. Paige is either cheating like hell or she's nailing him, man.
I think she's nailed most of these people. That's why she knows.
I hope so. We mentioned this movie earlier in the show.
Why? Because it's the greatest movie of all time, is why.
And this song is perfect for it.
Well, I don't know if it's MFJ's birthday. I must have said MJF, but it's not.
You talk about Michigan J. Frog? Michael J. Frog?
I love that cartoon.
Hello, my baby. Hello my honey.
Hello, my ragtime gal.
So annoying.
You got to see it. Listen.
No.
She was also the star of Caroline in the City.
Ah, my girl Leah Thompson, who called and wished me happy birthday that year.
I like her.
Leah Thompson's birthday.
I'm going to say, on Saturday. You say, because she's your girl.
It's my girl. 63
it is.
She is going to be 64 years old Saturday.
Well, so I'm right now. She's 63. So, Paige, we got it.
You know what?
You're right. We got it.
That is true. I don't have any happy heavenlies, but Joe Namath will be 82 Saturday. And Clint Eastwood will be 95 years old.
Go ahead and make it.
Be careful bringing him a birthday cake because he's going to want to catch you.
Scott's daddy. Scott was a goober in Wrath of Man. He was
Scott
evil.
Namath?
Eastwood. Did you watch that movie, Wrath of Man?
No.
It's a good movie.
No.
Jason Statham movie?
Is he related to Nick Namath, the wrestler?
Not his brother either. Nick's brother, I forget.
Retired to my punny jokes, 864-241-4318. Oh, you're not punny.
Nick Namath, Brad Attitude, working some good matches.
All right, punny man.
Up and down the indie circuits.
Big time.
Yep.
Yeah, big time.
Doing good stuff.
Although he's aggravating his current employer, I heard. He's talking about booking online. It's like, man, you just can't do that. I mean,
even if you got all the money,
you can do it like we do it, tongue in cheek. You know, I always make sure if I like rail on Mark real hard, not sexually, but like talking, I like, man, you know, as I was playing, I was saying that. It's just that fun.
And like, Mark, we got to tell him.
The first time I ever had to go to Mark's office after I kind of like had a little fun with his name on there, I was like, You realize we're just doing like the Austin McMahon thing, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
You gotta sell it that
you don't
way.
Really hate me, huh? Okay, good. I feel better about it now.
I like being Vince.
No, I told him he's like a father to me, which is weird because he would have had a kid at like 11.
Yeah, that's odd. Anyway.
He's the genetic jackhammer from Iowa.
Yeah, I got your hammer right here.
Yeah, my stuff worked back then. Yeah, still is now, too.
We will be back live Monday. In the meantime, we encourage you to get today's podcast and all the podcasts of the week. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Whatever platform you're choosing, whether it be the Audith app, whether it be Google Music, Apple Music, Spotify,
all the music,
you just go dial it up and follow us there. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend. It's not a special weekend of any kind, is it?
Oh, you got to come see us tonight at Spartan Burgers.
That's what it is.
5 to 7.
5 to 7 at the Hub City Spartan Burgers game.
5th Third Park, baby.
Be there. If you get there at 7:01, you will not see Fat Boy.
No, that's how much I weigh, too. So
that's tonight, 701 pounds?
Yep.
Wow.
See us tonight. See
You've
us
lost
tonight.
Weight.
See us tonight.
God! God.
She's done that all morning. She's made little, like, passive-aggressive comments.
I'm just kidding.
When you give out phone numbers.
It was from Monday first. Now it was this.
Paige, what is the FOF number, though, in closing?
8-6-4-3-1.
Exactly. Not enough number.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands.
4-3-1-8.
God bless America. It is good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.